With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship in business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Hope you are enjoying a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend with your families. Once again, we are all about small business. And on this program, we love to spotlight entrepreneurs, business leaders that are making a difference in the community. And aside for loving his product, which you'll understand in a moment, I am completely flattered and very much appreciative for my next guest, Mark Shulman of Eli's Cheesecake, for joining me on Get Down to Business. Mark, thank you so much for joining us, and more importantly, for all that you do in the community.
No, thank you. You know, Chicago's a great place. You know, my family history dates back here, you know, 76 years in the food business. And, you know, hey, we're really grateful to be here on Thanksgiving, and the holidays are such a great time to be in the food business in Chicago.
Absolutely. Everybody's enjoying time with their families, and New Year's resolutions is a month away, so we don't need to worry about that for now. People can focus on their diet and exercise later. For now, enjoying good food is important. So as they say on Sound of Music, let's start at the very beginning, a very, very good place to start. Mark, your family, who is Eli of Eli's Cheesecake?
Okay. Well, Eli is my father, so that makes it pretty easy. So my dad was born in Chicago in 1910, child of new immigrants to the country who came in 1907, and went into the restaurant business in 1940. His father was a baker who died during the Depression, so my dad had to drop out of school, went into the Army in World War II, and really had a reputation over the years of being a great host. So there was the original Eli's Ogden Huddle, went to the north side. Eli staged Delicatessen on Oak Street. Our legacy restaurant, Eli's The Place for Steak, opened in 1966. My father and mother, and that was open until 2005. It's now the site of Lurie Children's Hospital. So over those years, Eli developed a reputation. He was a great host, serving really good food, unique foods, and my dad is a classic entrepreneur, always wanted to be creative. So in his kitchen, he created Calves Liver Eli, which was his vision of a great liver dish. And he would sell so much, very famous for his steaks, for chicken in the pot, for my wife did a Eli's Cheesecake cookbook last year talking about many of the recipes. But at the age of 70, he really felt that he wanted to take its signature dish outside the restaurant that he could sell on a broader basis. And growing up, he'd always talk about Hershey and Wrigley, his great stories. And, you know, fortunately, it became Cheesecake. So First Taste of Chicago came along in 1980. People were really excited about the product. We've done taste ever since. And then that became the basis for the business that it's expanded to today, which is now certainly many, many times bigger. We sell on a national and international basis through many channels of distribution, retail, food service, airlines, and proudly all of our products are made in Chicago.
It's a fantastic addition to our Chicago business community. And so, talking about the products, how many different varieties are there of Eli's Cheesecake? And I know that there's more than just cheesecake.
Right. I think cheesecake got us started, and I think within those categories, and we, you know, you could order online, or you can get it in a Mariano's or Jewel. I'd say in our core line of products, there's probably about 75, you know, cheesecakes and different types. But in addition to that, if it's tarts or mini pies or cakes or carrot cakes, our product line is certainly diversified also because we sell many different types of food service operators nationally. So when people visit our cafe at our bakery, which is a popular destination over the holidays, you know, you'll see a lot of very, as you saw when you visit us that
That's
day,
right.
Shalom, some very unique things that you never would have thought Eli's made.
It's pretty cool, and there's not many things that I'm more passionate about, as my family knows, than cheesecake and coffee. And the nice thing is that you actually have that variety over there, and you could actually get a coffee and you could get a cheesecake at the cafe, which, of course, we'll make sure our listeners can find out how they can visit very, very shortly. But, Mark, you know, moving beyond cheesecake, which I know you and I share a passion for, of course, but talking about community, Mark, I visited the operation and I saw the people and I saw how passionate and dedicated and loyal they are. And I know how passionate, dedicated, and loyal you are to them. If I may ask, what motivates you to be as involved and philanthropic and giving as you are and continue to invest in the Chicago business and nonprofit community?
Well, I'd say one, you know, obviously the start, you know, with my father put up a sign in the early 40s, which is, you know, if you have no money, come in, we'll feed you free. And he would always say, you know, charity will never bust you, and or, you know, treat the other as if you were the other. So I think we have always believed, you know, in community support. And my dad and the restaurant, the one thing I learned was that the most important person in the restaurant, employee, associate, was the dishwasher and the busboy who turned the table around, who allowed you to serve more guests. So I think, you know, we've always valued our people. We have a lot of people who have worked in hospitality and have come to join us. In terms of hiring our associates, I think we've always had some good partners. We work with Refugee One. We've had a number of refugees and do certainly in our business. We work with New Horizon Center, with Vaughan Academy, with Annixter Center. We hire hiring people with disabilities. So we have, you know, we're tied to them. And then, you know, being involved, I think, as I would explain to young people who want to be entrepreneurs, who want to be in business, when you're in business, you get the opportunity to spend your time helping, you know, the community. And I think as a, you know, smaller business, we feel real positive. You know, for Thanksgiving, we just did an event with Sonia Jackson to feed 1,000 people for dessert. We have 50 pumpkin cheesecakes that went to Refugee One, so new immigrants could take our cheesecake to their host family for their first Thanksgiving here. We partner with Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences in Mount Greenwood, and we just participated with their Thanksgiving dinner for the community.
And the list goes on and on and on in terms of the involvement.
And really the fun part is when you give product, it's like, you know, sometimes it feels like we're giving gold, you know, say, would you rather have money or cheesecake? And people say, hey, I want the cheesecake.
So, I love it. We're talking with Mark Shulman of Eli's Cheesecake, and we have just about a minute and a half remaining. Mark, sticking to that theme about young people giving back to community, and that's great advice for them. Talking about business, is there anything that you wish you knew that you can share with young entrepreneurs that you wish you knew when you got started in business with your dad that you can pass along to some of our small business owners that are listening today?
I think as I watched my dad, and, you know, he developed and introduced Eli's Cheesecake when he was, you know, 70 years old, I think you always have to be curious, and things change. You know, I think they change because of technology. They change. Whole industries come and go. And I think, you know, you really need to be, to read, to communicate, to network, listen to your show, you know, get involved in groups. You know, the more you communicate, because you never know, you know, a lot of times people ask what the next big thing is. Well, the next big thing really comes out of a lot of little things, and sometimes it's a thing you never thought would go anywhere. And I think you got to be careful not to be judgmental, or, you know, always say, we'll never do this, or we'll never, you know, things change. And as I say, you know, I think what we see is the long-term benefits of our efforts and the leverage and success of our people that really help us grow for the future.
That's great. Well, on this Thanksgiving weekend, I'm grateful and appreciative for people like you that are that give to this community. Mark Shulman of Eli's Cheesecake, by the way, cheesecake that that freezes really well and is great thing to pack along during the rest of the holiday season. Mark, how can people find Eli's Cheesecake online and find out information about the cafe?
Right. You can go to our website, elischeesecake.com. You can order Eli's online. We ship all over. We have some great corporate gifts. Or come visit us. We have a big dock sale on December 10th. We have all sorts of activities, but it's on our website. And our, you know, we're on the Northwest Side. What's fun about our bakery? It's where we make things, and you'll be really surprised at the great desserts you can get when you come visit.
Eli'sCheesecake.com. Mark Shulman, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be in touch. We're looking forward to having you join us again.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we've got more guest content, information, advice for all of you small business owners that are listening. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR, and we'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the roads in Batavia, a pin-in crash at Kirk and Pine, and crash cleanup in Bartlett at Army Trail and Munger. A crash on northbound Tri-State at the 290 ramp. Two left lanes are blocked there, jammed back to the Cermak toll, also causing some very heavy delays on the outbound Ike, slammed from around 25th Street out to 294. 18 to Mannheim, 37 to Thorndale. That ramp to 294 is also full. The inbound Ike taking 32 minutes from Thorndale and 19 from Mannheim. Your southbound Tri-State delay starting around 2E on to 190. 190 is slow in either direction in and out of the airport. The inbound Kennedy taking you 27 from O'Hare and 43 back out. Right now in Chicago, 44 overcast skies, 43 tonight with some showers, 52 with storms tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I have a friend who is moving to Monte Carlo.
Oh, well, it must be nice.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
They were waiting for the presidential election to move to Monte Carlo?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Trump won. He cut off everybody in his family, canceled his annual golf tournament, and he is moving to Monte Carlo.
We'll miss him terribly.
I'm going to find new friends. I'm going to go on Craigslist and
you may want to workshop that idea a little bit.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
This is Mark from Digital World. Create wealth while decreasing taxes for business and commercial property owners. With Digital World, you will earn large upfront bonuses and ongoing monthly residuals for the lifetime of the accounts that you manage. No quotas need to be met to get paid. Work part-time or full-time, get paid all the time. Contact Mark at 312-488-9853. 312-488-9853.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You could give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. 800-516-0510, or check out their website, tandemhr.com. So there was an election, I think it was a few days ago, a few weeks ago. I don't know. It seems like distant memory, but there was a lot of promises made. And now we have a new president-elect Trump. He's talking a lot about infrastructure. Thrilled to be joined by Norm Anderson, who has commissioned a poll to determine the impact of this political discourse on infrastructure policy. Norm, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Hey, thank you very much. Good to hear you again.
Absolutely. So let's talk about infrastructure and sort of a debrief after the election. A lot of promises, a lot of commitment. Trump has talked a little bit about investing a lot of money, although perhaps it's a drop in the bucket in terms of what's needed in infrastructure. What do you think about his promises, and what do you think about sort of this post-election? Let's look at what's next.
Sure. Look, I think the promises are great. I think, you know, $1 trillion over the next 8 to 10 years makes a lot of sense. Our calculation is actually that we need about $2.4 trillion, which is just an amazing amount of money. But one of the things that's going on is that, you know, you hear politicians talking about roads and bridges. What you really need is to think about what the global economy is going to look like and how we need to invest to be as successful as possible in creating jobs for that new economy. So you've got, you know, a big issue. You got the sort of the legacy infrastructure stuff. Then you got, what would you do with driverless vehicles, 32 billion sensors on buildings all over cities across the country to make that work? And then you've got to just figure out, my goodness, how quickly the global economy evolved over the last 10 years and how little infrastructure we built. What kind of investment do we need to make to be successful from now until 2025? And how are we going to grow the kind of economy that's going to allow our people to have good jobs?
So why do people not talk about this enough? We'll get to the politics about it in a second. And I firmly believe this is a good bipartisan example of ways to work together. But, you know, we all use the roads. I'm flying this weekend, and O'Hare, while it might be better than LaGuardia, it's still not great. I know you mentioned to me that an early Obama White House veteran told you that if infrastructure is not a top three issue, then nothing will get done. There will be no oxygen for it. You know, why do people not realize that this is such a major concern?
I think there are a lot of issues, but one of the big issues, and it's a federal government caused problem, is that We don't look at infrastructure as an investment. We look at it as an expense. So we're always looking in the rearview mirror rather than trying to figure out, if we make these investments, which are 30 to 40 year investments, what do they have to create in terms of jobs, and then documenting that? What do they have to create in terms of business opportunities, documenting that? We don't see that, right? So we get a sense that we just have to have more taxes and hopefully we get better roads or better airports. But let me go to your airport issue as well, just quickly, because I think it's fascinating. All the airports in the U.S. are publicly owned. Why should that be? It'd be phenomenal if you could come up with a public-private model for investing private investment in airports, especially some of the smaller regional airports that are, you know, now sitting there almost unused and have huge local economic development potential.
Absolutely. And again, this is something that we all deal with. And in a moment, I'm going to talk to you about the impact of infrastructure on the economy, particularly as it relates to our small business listeners.
Right.
So I want to talk about that in a moment. But once again, we're chatting with Norm Anderson. You're the president of a global consulting firm, a nonpartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C., and you focus on infrastructure. Let's talk about the politics of this. Trump promised the $1 trillion, you believe a lot more is needed. Is this something that he'll be able to work with the Democratic leaders in the House and Senate, assuming it's Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? Is this something that he's going to be able to get the Democrats on board, but perhaps not the Republicans?
Actually, I think it's a perfect bipartisan issue. What I worry about, I'll get to your question. I worry about the ability of any political administration to manage an infrastructure initiative of this magnitude, but it strikes me that someone whose background is as a developer has a better chance than a normal politician in terms of being able to get this done. But, you know, from a Democrat versus Republican point of view, it's fascinating, right? Because infrastructure has always been a Democratic issue. But what we're seeing right now is that Democrats like this issue a lot. It creates jobs, creates union jobs, creates opportunities. Republicans like this issue a lot as long as it's revenue neutral, where you can bring in private investment opportunities. And then if you go to your point, which I think is really important, the small business piece of this, 40% of invoicing to infrastructure projects comes from small and medium-sized businesses. So it's a huge opportunity creator for that segment of the economy that I think voted pretty dramatically, overwhelmingly for Trump. So, you know, you've got the union guys who favor it. You've got the small business guys who favor it. You got the Democrats who favor it. And you've got the president of the Republicans trying to make sure that they stay in line. So in terms of having the forces aligned, it makes a lot of sense. I just worry about the level of sophistication in thinking in Washington to be able to really build infrastructure for a 10-year period, making investments, productive ones, in the right kinds of projects.
So, Norm, let's zoom out for a second. While infrastructure may not have made the list of what is at the tip of people's tongues in terms of what's important to them as they talked about the issues of this past election, overwhelmingly, and I do believe this is the reason why Trump partially won, is jobs. Everybody wants to talk about jobs. Norm, you and I agree that infrastructure, investing in infrastructure, is also investing in jobs. Do people not understand the connection?
Well, I think, you know, again, I think it's been mismanaged pretty dramatically over the last 25 or so years, where you're promised massive infrastructure investments to create wonderful jobs. People seem to think that the investments happened, but the jobs didn't get created. But if you look at the Obama stimulus, that was, what, $700 billion? But only $85 billion of that went to infrastructure, and that's over a 10-year period through 2017. So not a big infrastructure initiative came out of the Obama administration. So, you know, connecting those dots is impossible because the beginning point didn't really exist as it was advertised.
So, Norm, we've got about a minute and a half remaining. You mentioned some numbers in terms of what you think is needed for infrastructure investment. We talked a little bit about airports. We talked a little bit about the roads. What are the other areas that that you think, if you had the checkbook, that you think we need the investment in other areas of infrastructure as well?
Well, one of the things we need to do is we need to make sure that our cities are fantastic. And I think a big piece of that is transit. I think another big piece of that is our wastewater and wastewater systems, right? You can't have things like happened in Flint happen anywhere else ever. But there's also, how do you get investment into projects? So, for instance, there's probably $150 billion in what we call state of good repair opportunities in our transit systems, which is perfect for private investors to get involved in replacing generators and rolling stock and that kind of thing. So there's great opportunities in airports, transit, water, wastewater, important opportunities. Then there's opportunities for the future in terms of driverless vehicles. What are you going to do with all the parking garages when you don't have cars parking in them for 95% of their usable lives? So you get to transform that piece of our cities into something that's much more interesting and much more productive.
Sure.
And there's a way to think through how to get private investment, especially small and medium-sized businesses involved in investing in our infrastructure.
And Norm, what I think about is the opportunities for faster transit, railroad investment, people, again, talking about small business, the ability for people to conduct business more effectively between different cities. I'm here in the Midwest, but between New York and Boston, D.C. and Boston, along the West Coast, the Midwest, lots more to talk about next time. Norm Anderson, how can people learn more about this important study that you commissioned and learn more about your important work?
Thank you very much. Just go to our website, www.cg-la.com, and you can download our Blueprint 2025 study.
Fantastic. Norm Anderson, we appreciate your prioritization of this important issue. We'll be sure to follow the progress, and I know that over the coming weeks, before the inauguration. I know you'll continue to be talking up this issue. Appreciate you joining us. Coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information for all of you listeners and Get Down to Business. As always, you can get on my website, shalomkline.com. Download podcasts of conversations like this with Norm Anderson and future guests. We'll be right back.
Christmas is less than a month away, and this year, give the gift of sunshine. Grab your passport to paradise and join Dan Proft, Amy Jacobson, and Joe Walsh at Secrets Cap Cana Resort and Spa in beautiful Punta Cana. It's an unlimited luxury adults-only resort with all the amenities you can imagine. Give this trip as a gift to a loved one or treat yourself this holiday season. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword passport.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Miami's Little Havana neighborhood continues to celebrate the Death Friday of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. In Havana, the mood is somber.
Where will relations go with the U.S. from here? Under the Obama administration, we saw a real thaw. The U.S. embassy here closed for 50 years, reopened, diplomatic ties reestablished. That could change dramatically under President-elect Trump, who is saying he will reverse the concessions made to the Cubans and demand political and religious freedom.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Hillary Clinton leads the popular vote by more than 2.2 million votes, and her lead is expected to increase. But Donald Trump now says in a tweet that he won the popular vote if you deduct the millions who voted illegally. He also calls Green Party candidate Jill Stein's efforts to get a recount a scam. Fox News.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Updated check of the road starting to ease up out there. No delays on either side of the Edens. The Kennedy Inn, 22 from O'Hare to downtown, 11 from the junction. Your outbound trip to Montrose at 10 in the locals, 8 in the express, 33 to O'Hare. Heavy out to the 190 extension. On the 190 extension itself, jam both ways between the Kennedy and the O'Hare Airport. Eisenhower inbound from Thorndale at 31 minutes, 18 from Mannheim. Slow Mannheim to Des Plaines, outbound clear 29. All cleared up on both sides of the Stevenson. The inbound Ryan taking you 30 in the locals from 95th. The express jammed from 67th. You had an earlier crash at 51st. That's gone. Outbound I-57 taking you 16. No other delays inbound or on either side of the Bishop Ford. Eastbound 8094 tight from Indianapolis to Klein and westbound from 65 to Kennedy. 44 right now and overcast. A high of 52 tomorrow. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Are you paying too much in property tax? Digital World believes that we can help your business or commercial property recapture and recover money that is currently available to you. Through a no-cost auditing process, Digital World can recover money you never realized you lost. The Digital World team just recovered $400,000 for a restaurant with two locations. Imagine adding that to your bottom line. Call Mark at Digital World 312-488-9853. 312-488-9853.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your boy. XOXOXO. You getting these texts? Question mark. Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I'm thrilled to be joined by attorney Robert Markoff, a man who has written extensively about collection law, including the history of Abraham Lincoln as a collection lawyer. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. I'm pleased to be here.
Absolutely. So let's talk about business for a moment. In this time where every business is trying to become more profitable, you believe that businesses have an opportunity to collect on what is already owed to them. Tell us a little bit about your experience and some of the tactics that you think small business owners in particular can be utilizing to collect on their receivables.
Well, the first thing is don't let receivables become too large. If someone's not paying, cut them off, cut your losses, then try to collect on your own, even offer a discount if necessary to bring in the money today. Failing that, using a collection service such as our office, that's going to cut into the profit, but we have a saying, delinquent accounts are not like fine wine. They don't improve with time, so act quickly.
That makes sense. And it, when you talk about timing, and as you say, it does not age well, what is the appropriate amount of time that a small business owner should look at their receivables and say, gosh, I got to do something about this? How long should we wait for that aging to say enough is enough?
There is no hard and fast rule. It actually depends on the industry you're in. Some industries, it may be acceptable to wait 60, 90, 6 months even. However, know your customer, know your client. If they have told you they aren't going to pay or they cannot pay you, then it's time to take action. Sitting on it, hoping and wishing that something else will happen does not make a lot of sense.
That does make sense. And once again, we're chatting with attorney Bob Markoff, talking to us a little bit about collections. And so Bob, you just gave some good advice in terms of when a business owner should look at their receivables. And you know, obviously common sense plays in. If somebody tells you, even after a short amount of time, they're not going to pay, that probably is an issue for collections. So explain to us the difference between receivables, a collection agency, and perhaps when you got to take matters into your own hands and go to an attorney like yourself and take somebody to small claims or perhaps something larger than that.
Well, a receivable is money that's due you, and sitting on a flow chart doesn't help you at all. So once you've determined that nothing is happening and the account should be sent to collections, there are two options. One is a licensed collection agency, and I caution our listeners, you want to make sure that the agency's licensed to do business within the state of Illinois, and the other is a collection attorney, a collection practice. In some circumstances, we operate in a similar manner to a collection agency, but we are not an agency. We are attorneys, and we do function on a contingent fee. We do hourly work also. It varies. But generally, I would say that a collection attorney has a little more oomph, if you will, in sending out a demand letter for payment. It comes on an attorney's letterhead. That said, collection agencies also do fine work, and we represent some collection agencies. volume work, in terms of smaller balanced accounts. They are geared with call centers to continually write letters and make phone calls. But at the end of the day, if the account is not paid or brought current, then it's time to consider a litigation as an option.
Fascinating information. And Bob, we don't have a lot of time remaining, but I know you're a little bit of a history buff, and I know that you've shared with your colleagues that as a young man, the future President Lincoln suffered financial hardships. Tell us why you believe Honest Abe was a collection attorney.
Well, it's not a question of what I believe. The fact is that 60% of Abraham Lincoln's known court cases were debt collection matters. That was his bread and butter. And everything else gave him additional profits. As a young man, Abraham Lincoln was also a debtor, and he had three judgments entered against him, and the sheriff actually came out three times. The last time sold his horse, saddle, and bridle, and his surveying equipment. So he was no stranger to the collection process even before he became an attorney. And by the way, that relates to the Lincoln Berry store in New Salem, Illinois, where he couldn't pay the note that he used to purchase the store.
Amazing history and amazing insight for small business owners focused on We're all focused on making sure that we're collecting. You're not running much of a business if you're just invoicing, but no money's coming in. So, Bob Markoff, we appreciate your expertise. How can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to learn more and discuss the process of collections and collection law?
Well, I offer two options. One, my email address is bob@markofflaw.com, spelling Markoff, M-A-R-K-O-F as in father, F as in father, law.com, or my direct line, 312-698-7333. I'm happy to speak with anyone who would care to discuss collection matters.
Fantastic. Bob Markoff, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. In fact, we have more insight, information, guests, and guidance for small business owners coming up for you after the break. So Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business. You can always get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts, past episodes of Get Down to Business, and find out who's going to be on next week. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the roads, trouble on the northbound Tri-State Heavy from 95th to LaGrange with an accident. Then two left lanes are blocked on the ramp to westbound 90. You're seeing some stop-and-go traffic back to Roosevelt Road. Southbound on the Tri-State, well north of there, jammed from 2E down to 190. Heavy traffic on both sides of 190 in and out of the airport. Once you're on the Kennedy, your inbound trip taking you 27, 14 from the junction back to Montrose at 14, but 40 out to O'Hare and 8 in the express lanes. The inbound 38, outbound 33. Stevenson in from 355, taking you 37 minutes, 36 back out the other way, and it's 40 in on the Ryan, 16 back out. Right now, 43 degrees, overcast skies in Chicago. Going to see some rain overnight, a low of 43. Showers and breezy tomorrow, a high of 52. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Oh, I had my joints all ached. I had my fat, the nerve was really bad. Like 10 hours, my eyes were so tired and heavy and almost burning. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was this nagging pain. I mean, it hurt to open them. And just in a week, like, I don't have the nagging pain anymore. My joints stopped hurting, and I'm in wood season. I'm lugging wood right now, and I'm not hurting. So that's, like, amazing for me. I'm usually really suffering. It's pretty effective. And so now, like I said, my husband and I are both taking it, and he even said his joints aren't aching as much, and he's feeling better.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And here in Get Down to Business, we're all about finding ways to help small business owners save money, be more effective, but also to follow innovation. And here to join me to discuss some new, I guess, innovation that also helps save money is my good friend Ron Mandelbaum. And you have focused on energy. Ron, tell us a little bit about Noble and your work in helping businesses save on costs of energy.
Thank you, Shalom. Pleasure to join you. Yes, we started Noble Conservation Solutions almost 10 years ago now. And what we found is that for owners and operators of commercial real estate, they often viewed their utility bill, and specifically the electric bill, as just a fixed cost that is just there. You got to pay it. It's constantly going up every year, and there's nothing to do about it. And we wanted to change that paradigm and let those owners and operators of buildings realize that they can be sustainable. They can do perform some green practices that make good financial sense and good business sense, and actually save some very significant dollars over what had been just a fixed utility cost.
So, Ron, let's talk about the process. Somebody calls you and they say, "I want to save money. I want to look at ways to improve the environment." What do you and your team at Noble Conservation Solutions do to effectively size up that building and determine the opportunities?
Sure. I'd be happy to walk you through that. This industry of energy efficiency is very fragmented, Shalom. You have people who are out and about doing audits and assessments and then would hand someone a nice design or binder saying, okay, here you go. They often charge some fees for that, but then they're totally disconnected from the actual design or certainly from the implementation. There's architects and engineers that play a very critical role, and then there's general contractors who actually install, and whether it's lighting, HVAC solutions, solar, you know, et cetera. What we pride ourselves on and the unique value proposition of Noble is the integrated one-stop shop and kind of a seamless solution. So in the scenario you just described where a prospective client would call up and say, we've got a building, we've got a series of buildings in town, all across the country, and we need to save some energy. We need to save some money associated with that. What we would then do is bring in an audit and assessment team that's going to look at the overall energy utilization of the building, starting with a deep emphasis on lighting, because in the world of energy efficiency, lighting is what we call the low-hanging fruit. It's very visual. It often has the quickest return on investment and payback, and if someone is going to embark on those kinds of endeavors, usually the first place they're going to start is lighting. We do get involved in a number of other energy systems, gas, water, et cetera, but generally it starts with lighting. And lighting is very visual and it's very important.
Fascinating.
So therefore, we would take an audit and assessment, we would bring that data back, put it into our proprietary software, and start to, I call it like turn the dials on the dashboard. And you've got different dials there that are going to achieve, savings and affect a change in different areas. One of those is light level. Another one is cost savings in the area of, you know, reducing the wattage. Another one might be effective capture and optimization of utility incentive packages. There's government tax credits. we turn all those dials and generally come back to a prospective client with 2 to 3 options and proposals, sort of a good, better, best scenario.
So, Ron, I have to ask you, as much as everybody wants to save money and certainly they want to take advantage of those tax credits and reduce their wattage and impact on the environment, you know, Ron, does the final outcome, the final product that you put into these buildings, does it look nice?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's often even someone that comes and approaches us regarding cost savings, which is usually the driver. And in a tight financial environment, it's the CFOs and the executives and owners, you know, it's got to make business financial sense. But a natural byproduct is that it's bright, it's visual, whether it's a senior living building that has a residential feel because that's people's homes, or it's a warehouse where safety as well as effective operations and pickpacking and shipping and pulling the right items off the shelf, or a high-end retail store, whatever the environment, lighting is very visual and very important. And the new LED, we are in the wave and age of LED right now. And then you can go into everything from Home Depot, which is a more of a residential grade product, to the commercial solutions that we install. We are in the age and wave of LED. There's no question about it. And this is a perfect time to be contemplating that kind of upgrade to someone's building.
Ron Mandelbaum of Noble Conservation Solutions, we appreciate you joining us. And we've got about a minute remaining. I want to make sure our listeners can find you and get a hold of you to discuss this process further. But final question, is there any building that's too big or too small for you to take a peek at?
It's really not. I mean, we range from a small 5,000 square foot warehouse to a Fortune 500 company that had a property many blocks long that was 2.7 million square feet under roof. We chunk it into bite-sized pieces and tackle it, so there really is nothing too small other than single-family residences we don't deal with, but multifamily and virtually every other kind of commercial real estate.
Great innovative solutions. Ron, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more?
Probably the best way is just out to our website, www.noblecs.com. N-O-B-L-E, Noble Conservation Solutions, so noblecs.com. And there's a lot of information on our company, our process, case studies, examples, and, of course, contact information on how to reach us.
Great. Well, Ron, we'll spend some more time talking about this this great innovative solution that can help people save money and improve the environment. We all care about those things. Ron Mandelbaum, Noble Conservation Solutions, noblecs.com. We'll be back after the break with more tips, advice, and information for all you small business owners. Get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from the show. We'll be right back.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Hello, everyone, and here we go again with Karen Lewis and the Chicago Teachers Union demanding more money from the Chicagoland taxpayers. Well, I say enough is enough. The teachers get paid from the property taxes that homeowners pay every year. If the teachers' union gets more money, that means your property taxes are going to go higher. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent representative for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. For months now, I have been telling you about purchasing health savings account PPO plans that will cost you approximately 40% less in monthly premiums than you're currently paying now. Well, the same thing applies to the teachers' union. I can show the union that they can purchase a more comprehensive health insurance plan that is in full compliance with the Affordable Care Act and will cost the taxpayers up to 40% less in monthly health insurance premiums. For more information, you can call me at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Welcome back. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The answer, effective January 1, 2017, and that is right around the corner. Employers that partner with a professional employer organization, a PEO, to outsource payroll and benefits administration will have additional protection with a new act, the Small Business Efficiency Act. Companies working with a PEO that become a certified professional employer organization with the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, will experience benefits beyond those that they'll naturally get in a traditional PEO business relationship. So obviously you're asking, how can this new law benefit your small business? Which is a question you should be asking about every law that is passed in Congress. It's peace of mind. This certification is completely voluntary. If your professional employer organization becomes one of these certified professional employer organizations, then they're no longer held responsible for the submission of that payment to the government. If the professional employer organization doesn't pay it, the business owner is not going to get penalized, and there's no tax penalties by associating with a bigger pool of employees in the middle of the year. This certification eliminates the wage-based restart for businesses that join or leave a PEO relationship mid-year. In the past, businesses were penalized when partnering with a PEO mid-year. Their employment tax wage-based restarted because their employees transferred from one federal tax ID to another. The government now recognizes that the tax payment, regardless of which tax ID it's remitted under, allowing businesses to partner with other businesses at any time during the year without the financial burden of double taxation. And additionally, the SBEA, this new act that was passed over the past year, confirms that businesses that work with certified professional employer organizations still qualify for specified federal tax credits that the organization would be entitled to claim if there is no PEO relationship. Tandem HR, our good friends, we always call them our Solution Center. They're a Chicago area professional employer organization in the process of finalizing their certification with the IRS to offer clients the additional legal security of this act. While there's a $1 million surety bond through the ESAC, a lot of acronyms, Employer Services Assurance Corporation certification for over 15 years, we know that that additional certification brings additional valuable benefits to small businesses in the Chicagoland area. And of course, I encourage you to get on the phone with them. You could give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And you could talk to them about why partnering with a professional employer organization, especially a certified professional employer organization, means that your small business will have additional benefits and advantages available. They are our Solution Center. You could give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, or visit their website, tandemhr.com, where a lot more information is available, tandemhr.com. They are our Solution Center. Give them a call. Wish them happy holidays. Thank them for their support of Get Down to Business. And speaking of Get Down to Business, we'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. as always with great guest content and information available to all of our friends in the small business community. But of course, as we wrap up this holiday weekend, I wish all of you happy holidays. Believe it or not, we're entering into December. It's a good time to do a moment of reflection, looking at the past year in business and seeing what's been done right, what perhaps you could be doing better as we go into 2017. Believe it or not, yes, 2017 is right upon us, and every business owner should be looking at best practices and trying to see how they could be a better employer, a better partner in community. And that's what this show is all about: small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Hope you enjoyed today's guests, learned a little bit about collection law, learned about businesses giving back in community, and learned some inside information about new regulations happening around the country. You could always get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could download podcasts of past episodes of Get Down to Business and get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. But once again, in this month of December, as I always say, get into networking. Get into networking. Get out there. There's a lot of great opportunities, so you don't write off an entire month on the calendar. There's holiday parties. There's networking events. Many of them are posted on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could also get the contact information for any of our guests who appeared today on Get Down to Business. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13